Dispatches, news from around the world. The brothers took good care of us. On Sunday, June 3, 2012, there was a tragic air disaster in Nigeria. A plane carrying 153 persons crashed in a crowded suburb of Lagos, Nigeria's largest city, killing all on board and an unknown number on the ground. Collins Away and his family lived on the top floor of the three-story apartment building that was hit by the plane. When the accident occurred, the family was attending a congregation meeting at the Kingdom Hall. At about 3:35 p.m. during the watchtower study, Collins and his wife Chinyere noticed several calls on their cell phones, which they did not answer. As soon as the meeting finished, Chinyere answered her phone. Neighbors informed her that her apartment building was on fire. On arriving there, the Aways saw that the plane had crashed through their building and landed on a nearby building, where it burst into flames. "If we had been at home," said Chinyere, "we would surely have died. After the disaster, we were left with only our meeting clothes, but we have our lives." The circuit overseer immediately set up a relief committee, and the brothers took good care of us. We are very grateful. Collins said, "My relatives who had been opposed to my being a witness have changed their minds. One of them told me, 'Your Jehovah answers prayers. Hold on to your God because he helps you.' Another person said, 'Whatever you have been doing to serve God, continue to do it whole-souled. We have truly seen Jehovah's hand in our case. I am very happy." Parliament approves church registration. On February 27, 2012, the government of Hungary adopted an extension of the church law recognizing Jehovah's Witnesses as a registered religious community. This legal status will be of further help in preaching the good news in Hungary. It also gives Jehovah's Witnesses tax-free status and allows them to accept donations and to make pastoral visits in prisons and hospitals. The memorial in a special setting. A special pioneer from Rundu, Namibia, reported on the memorial that he attended in a nearby village. Interest had been found there, so the brothers decided to hold the memorial in the local language, Romanyo, for the first time. He wrote, "The setting was beautiful, outdoors under the full moon with paraffin lamps and two battery lights. It made the group feel close to Jehovah. The only publisher in the area started preaching in March, but the memorial was attended by 275.